think what you're going to have to do is put it in your room, and from there take it out of the pile and put it where they belong individually.
Okay.
So I saw a picture of Lisa Lips.
Yeah, I saw another picture of her on TV too.
But I didn't hear what they said.
Last I heard, she was still missing. Oh. But they don't know what happened.
Should I pour you coffee again?
Sure.
Okay. Nathaniel, watch out here. Wait, these ought to be kept somewhere on your desk. Your things of stamps and pads. In case you're wondering.
Okay, it's time to get dishes. Speaking of bird, Rudy got to go to the Boston Garden today to videotape the Celtics.
Why not you?
Because I was editing with your mom.
Geez, which one will be fun?
The Celtics. Well, we booked the time. If we just went off to do the Celtics, we would have lost that edit time.
We don't have any extra edit time on this show.
No.
We might have at the end, but we don't know that yet.
Yeah, we don't want to risk it.
A great deal. As the first player we introduced on our program today is Long Beach, California, Michael Cohen. Have you kept track of the number of countries you have visited?
Well, it's more states. I probably visit about 30 states. I'd like to visit
so
as many
chair.
Countries as I can squeeze in somewhere.
If you had your brothers and if you want a bundle here on Jeopardy as the Jeopardy champion, where would you go immediately?
Tahiti.
Good choice. Good answer. Good answer.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. That's another show. Let's go to Ellison Kidder in the middle. Civilian personnel officer, and we stress civilian, even though you are employed by the U.S. Air Force?
That's right.
Where is that?
That's at Grissom Air Force Base in Indiana.
I see. Is Grissom one of the air bases that's scheduled for dismantling?
It certainly is. It's on the closure list, so I'll be job hunting in a couple of years.
A couple of years? All right. Well, you just became a mother, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Congratulations. Boy or girl?
A boy.
Well, we'll keep you busy.
We're going to close the
Bruce Gardner from Salinas, California is our champion. He's a veterinarian.
Pathetic.
We discovered that on our last program. But his ambition is to make a lot of money and set a house.
It's not appropriate for Gus Grissom Bass.
We have a menagerie.
That's really sad.
Yes, I do. I have 7 cats and 3 dogs and numerous assorted exotics at the moment.
I don't think you'd have room for them on a sailboat unless it were a very big sailboat and you had a lot of brooms handy.
It'll have to be.
Have to be. You're going to take them with you?
As many as I have at the time.
Okay. Good for you. Let's get back into this first round. Michael, you make the selection.
Food for 500, please.
Answer. This semolina-based food is the national dish of Morocco. Michael?
What is couscous?
Yes.
I'll try sports for 100, please.
The entire body is the target area when épées are used in this sport. So be on guard. Bruce.
What is fencing?
Correct.
Sports for 200, please.
The Australia 2 was the first non-American boat to win this.
America's Cup.
Michael?
What is the America Cup?
No. Bruce?
What is the America's Cup?
The America's Cup. Yes, sorry about that, Michael.
It
Bruce,
didn't have the S in it.
Approximate ways and measures for 100, please.
Answer. From an old English word for bake, it's the amount of cookies made in one baking. Millicent.
What is a batch?
You're right.
I'll go to Renaissance Men for 100.
You're right.
Unlike his predecessors, Maximilian I of this empire wasn't crowned by the Pope. Bruce.
What is the Holy Roman Empire?
Yes.
Renaissance Men for 200, please.
Being unarmed causes you to be despised. He wrote in The Prince. Bruce.
Who's Machiavelli?
Correct.
Renaissance Men for 300, please.
Pope Leo X was the second son of this magnificent Medici. Bruce?
Who's Cosmo?
Nope. Real founder of the dynasty, who was Lorenzo. Lorenzo the Magnificent. Bruce, back to you.
Take department weights and measures for 200, please.
Answer. Vaguely speaking, it's a large quantity of anything. Specifically speaking, it's 2,000 pounds.
Bruce. Ton. What is a ton?
That's it.
Approximate weights and measures for 300, please.
The show's intro said Superman could leap these buildings in a single bound.
Tall buildings.
Tall buildings.
Bruce, what is tall?
Yes.
Approximate weights and measures for 400.
Everybody
all the money needed to complete payments is this type of sum.
Lump?
Yeah.
What is a lump sum? Bruce?
Lump. Renaissance man for 400, please.
Answer. One of the first reliefs this great artist sculpted was the Madonna of the Stairs. Bruce?
Who is Michelangelo?
Correct.
Renaissance man for 500.
This Borgia was accused of murdering his brother Giovanni.
Lucretia.
Lucretia.
Who was Cesare Borgia? We have less than a minute to go, Bruce.
Approximate waste and measures for 500.
The answer there is a video of it.
I'll take $1,000, please, Albert.
For $1,000 in approximate weights and measures, here is the clue. Name of the product seen here. It features two approximate measures. Take a look.
Candy dish of jelly beans?
Looks like M&M's.
Doesn't look like M&M's.
Remember, it looks like Good and Plenty.
Good and Plenty.
What's bits and pieces?
Nope. Not a bad guess, though. What is Good and Plenty? Good and Plenty.
Gotta get my Good and Plenty.
Some of that right
no,
now.
No, it's not.
Let's go. We have
Good and Plenty.
Three clues to go.
Is that the way I travel?
In this sport, a player wears a curved basket called a cesta on his
head.
That's Good and Plenty.
Bruce.
What is highlight?
That's right.
Sports for 400.
Oh, we won't have a chance for that clue. You have come up to $800. Bruce Nelson is at minus 400. And Michael is now in the lead with 1,000.
Oh, it's
we have
not
double
good
jeopardy
funny.
Coming up
it's
right
really
after.
Good
and Plenty.
No, no, no. Good and Plenty. Good and Plenty is another version of it. It's another flavor. Sweetheart, I want you to take your briefcase and your books out from underneath. I have to call Dylan tonight and ask what kind of cake he wants so I can order it. Especially since he might ask for a white cake.
Why is white cake?
Nina said she'll pay for the cake. Yeah, and yeah, white cakes are a special order. Because often people only get white cakes for like weddings.
So maybe.
Or maybe he'll ask for a mocha cake. The shower was delicious, and the wedding cake was good, too. Did you know?
It was okay. It was your basic Montelio's cake.
Montelio's?
Yeah.
Is that where it came from? The shower cake was from Caradonna.
Yep.
I liked it a lot. Yeah, I don't think you tasted that one. I think I ate it all. It was yummy. I like the wedding cake. It had that almond, the little almond layer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of wedding cakes don't have a layer of extra flavor like this.
Okay, it's dinner time. Take your needle.
Oh, sure. Is there a game on tonight?
Nope, tomorrow night.
He said D. Brown was at the practice.
Yes, D. Brown's been practicing the last couple of days.
That sounds hopeful.
Yeah, but it's still probably going to be, here, little one, it's still probably going to be next month before he's actually playable.
Yeah.
I got a clean load from here.
Okay.
He started practicing
late
last week.
Much better. So let's get right into his second round.
I would have had some.
Here are the
sorry.
Players, and for you at home, the American Revolution. metals, mythology,
authors,
the movies, and finally French 101.
I'll take the American Revolution.
I'll take authors for 200.
He began the Just So stories while living with his American wife in Vermont.
Kipling.
Michael.
Who is Kipling?
Right.
Nathaniel, you have the book of Just So Stories.
This 1978 film in which John Belushi made his debut featured an interfraternity food fight.
Animal House.
What is Animal House?
Yes.
Dumb movie.
I'll take the movies for 400.
This biblical film's title means, Whither Goest Thou? Bruce.
It's Exodus.
Nope. Wilson or Michael? What is
that's
Quo Vadis?
What is it?
Back to Quo Vadis.
I'll take movies for 600.
Does Exodus mean wall leaving?
Yep, Exodus means we all go.
Yeah.
But you can risk up to 1,000.
I think I'll just try 500.
All right, that'll put you on the plus side if you're right. Here is the clue. 1973 film, which popularized the following Scott Joplin tune.
Ragtime.
Steve Rogers.
Sting.
Yes,
oh.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'll
try
movies for 800.
Ding, ding, ding.
Steve Rogers loves Scott Joplin.
Days, he had a co-starring role as Half Pint. Millicent.
Spike Lee.
Yes.
I'll try movies for 1,000.
In this 1959 film, Cary Grant played Lieutenant Commander M.T. Sherman, the skipper of a pink submarine. Michael?
What is Operation Petticoat?
Good for 1,000.
I'll go to the American Revolution for 200, please.
The British had more casualties in this June 17, 1775 battle near Boston than in any other of the war.
Bunker Hill.
Millicent.
This is the Battle of Bunker Hill.
Correct. Ratio Bunker Hill.
I'll try office for 400.
Answer there. He reworked his first major piece, Stephen Hero, into A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. Michael.
Who is James Joyce?
Yes.
Office for 600, please.
Born the same year as Shakespeare, this Dr. Faustus author was killed in a tavern brawl at age 29. Millicent.
Who's Goethe?
No. Bruce or Michael? The author's name was Christopher Marlowe. Michael, we go back to you.
Authors for 800, please.
He won a Pulitzer Prize for his first full-length play, 1920's Beyond the Horizon. Eugene O'Neill.
Authors for 1,000.
Ironically, he died in 1673 while performing the title role of his The Imaginary Invalid. Millicent.
With Moliere.
Good for 1,000.
I'll go to mythology for 200.
In Roman mythology, Aurora was the goddess of this time of day. Millicent.
But it's dawn.
Yes.
Mythology for 400.
This band of men who sailed with Jason included Hercules and Orpheus. Millicent.
Were the Argonauts?
Yes.
Mythology for 600.
Some say it was Nemesis who caused him to fall in love with his own reflection. Bruce.
Who's Narcissus?
Correct.
Mythology for 800, please.
After waging war on these women, Theseus married their queen, Hippolyta. Millicent.
Were the Amazon?
Yes.
Awesome. To mythology for 1,000.
The answer there, the other day, love.
Here,
in mythology. Here's the clue for you. Two of the three Greek goddesses who claimed the golden apple marked for the fairest.
Athena
and Diana.
Oh, sorry. Athena, Aphrodite, and Hera. That cost you a bit. You go to 2,100, you're now in second place.
I always forget about Hera.
I go to American Revolution for 400.
In a pamphlet, he said, Nathaniel. The cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. Yeah. Michael.
Thomas Paine.
Yes, common sense.
The American Revolution for 600.
Would you like
17 years after surrendering at Yorktown, this British lord served as Viceroy of Ireland. Bruce.
Bruce Cornwallis.
Right.
American Revolution for 800.
On January 10th, 1779, the French gave John Paul Jones the ship de Duras, which he renamed
Mo Paprika.
Bruce,
me. I love him.
Yes.
You're trying to spare him.
He beat the British in the Northwest Territory, but never got paid for army service.
Pepper.
Pepper?
Sure. Michael.
Who's George Washington?
No.
I'll put it on.
Bruce. Okay.
Who's Anthony Wayne?
No, that too is incorrect. Who is George Clark? What? Bruce, select again.
Metals for 200, please, Alex.
What we sometimes call tinfoil may be made of tin or this metal.
Aluminum.
Bruce?
What is aluminum?
That's right.
Metals for 400, please.
HG, the symbol for this metal, is derived from the Greek word hydrargyrum, meaning water silver.
Mercury.
Bruce. What is mercury?
Correct, and we have a minute to go.
Metals for 600. Then.
Because of their potential toxicity, water pipes made of this metal are no longer being installed.
Lead.
Bruce.
What is lead?
Yes.
Metals for 800, please.
1 cubic mile of seawater contains nearly 6 million tons of this metal, symbol MG. Michael.
What's magnesium?
Right.
Metals for 1,000, please.
The most widely used stainless steel, 18-8, contains 8% nickel and 18% this plating metal. Bruce.
What is chromium?
Correct.
French 101 for 200, please.
We had to get there eventually. The best of the best.
Everyone avoided that.
The creme de la creme.
The creme de la creme.
That's it.
French 101 for 400, please.
If you need a peace officer in Paris, you don't call for a policeman. You call for one of these.
A gendarme.
Millicent.
What is a gendarme?
That's right.
French 101 for 600.
This phrase, literally stroke of state, refers to the sudden overthrow
coup
of
d'etat.
Bruce?
What is coup d'etat?
Correct.
French 101 for 800, please.
Term used for a short literary sketch or a short memorable scene in a film or play.
Mise en son.
The term is vignette. Let's
take over
$1,000 clue on the second hand.
Now, Dad only
on
got one more. I think we should take
Michael
you with us
in
when we go.
Second place with 3,000. Millicent in third with 2,500.
Now, just
the Bruce has regained the lead. He now has 4,000.
My French is terrible.
Wages to final Jeopardy. We will show you the prizes we have for our runners up on this program. Johnny, please.
For today's second place contestant, Bassett's Legend Dining Room set features the early 1900s look with natural stains and exposed joinery, exotic flaco veneers and inlay dovetail patterns from Bassett, and a great kitchen startup set all from Krupp's, world famous for quality, reliability, and excellent design. It includes a powerful handstand mixer, coffee maker and mill, and universal citrus press. Today's third place contestant will receive a 7-piece set of Braz Oro Enox stainless steel cookware, featuring brass handles plus diffuser bottoms for better heat distribution. For quality in your cooking and elegance on your table, from Braz. And all contestants receive the Jeopardy home game, featuring 48 all-new Jeopardy games. And now, once again, here's Alex.
48 new games. Wow. This is a new game, and this is a new final Jeopardy. The category is education, and we will return with a clue.
Okay, turn it down.
After this.
So, did you tell your mom about your day in school today?
No, I was waiting until we had some time.
My day was good. Everything worked out good.
Sit up.
Okay.
Move your chair so you can...
You should move your chair so you're facing the food. It's a wild idea. Give it a try.
So,
tell us about your day.
Okay.
Will I start with after school or regular school? Oh,
I know.
No. It's okay. We can just read it.
After school.
Yeah?
After school was good.
What did you do?
I did junk modeling.
Oh, the stuff that you brought home?
I hope you're not taking it by its name.
Okay, junk modeling is what they call it at after school.
Yes.
Do you like doing that? It seems like...
I like doing it, once people don't call it by its name.
Well, it doesn't mean that you're making junk, it means you're taking junk and making something interesting out of it. Eh? Things work out better with that kid? New kid?
Nope.
Mm. Anyone try to beat him up yet?
Yeah. Johnny.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Johnny?
Yeah.
Johnny at after school or Johnny at regular?
Johnny at regular.
Is he in Johnny's class?
I think so.
Is he one of those big bratty kids?
Oh.
Education. Final Jeopardy.
I'm turned up.
And now we can go on to
the regular game. Naturally, like plants. So he named his school this.
Montessori.
Good luck.
Kindergarten.
2,500. That puts her in the lead with 5,000. Let's see what
I got that one wrong.
His response. What is kindergarten? He too is correct. How much did he risk? 3,000. He is now in the lead with 6,000. As we come to Bruce Gardner, our champion. Did he come up with kindergarten? He did indeed. And his wager, 1,801, giving him $6,001. And he is the main Jeopardy champion with a 2-day total of.
That's a bad joke.
Look how much this guy's kept us so far this week.
But he won by $1.
$18,000 he has between yesterday and today.
Okay, we can turn the TV
off. And third place contestants will receive Sustain by Alage, refreshing, rejuvenating hair care from Mayprint. It's science and
I never thought of that there was one about there being one person who started kindergarten.
No.
Because I always took it for granted.
This is really. That was a bad pun.
What?
Kindergarten.
Kinder meaning children.
Yes.
And garden meaning garden.
It's a pun.
Well, yeah, I guess
it's a very bad pun.
No, it wasn't. He meant it to show he wants to help children grow. I don't know, maybe when he started kindergarten, people were wary of him. Maybe they were worried he was going to plant the kids in the ground. We promise not to put Susie in the dirt.
We need to do some pruning on little Augustus.
Pruning.
It's when you cut back. When you cut leaves off.
They would have to cut fat off.
Little Augustus will never miss those fingertips. I'm sorry, but we had to prune.
What's this? Yeah.
That's what some teachers really do.
I hope your child knows how to swim. This is a hydroponic garden.
Nathaniel, what teachers do you know of that cut off the fingers?
Miss Darling.
Won't you be pleased to hear you saying that kind of stuff about it?
Yep. You'll be pleased.
What does she mean today?
Not really.
Oh, good.
But she is mostly mean. Okay. Who's the wise guy or woman?
She's a nice teacher. You're so lucky to have nice teachers. What?
Squeak.
It's the tape recorder. I think there's a little mouse in the tape recorder that wants to get out. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Wants to come visit the little mouse with the tree there. Help her get the tree.
Him.
That's a her. Oh. He's wearing a dress.
Well, what does that mean?
That means, I know.
He thinks it's a him because of the hat, right?
No.
Why?
Because she's down there.
Oh. So it must be a man and a woman, though, so. Might not be.
No transvestite mask? Alright.
I know.
Maybe it's
they're in Ireland.
Or Scotland,
you know. Scotland?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little kilted mouse there.
Yeah. This is me.
Maybe they're like sisters, you know? Okay, so then eat up. And then after I have some more food, I'd like to hear more every day.
We spent 4 hours in the edit room, and we got about another 3.5 minutes of finished tape done.
I meant to time it, but I didn't.
We got 10 minutes done.
So, how much do we have done altogether?
I have to time it. I think it's about 13.5-14 minutes done.
We should time it. I'd like to see her go later if it's okay.
Yeah. So we're somewhere between 13 and 14 minutes into the tape. But I'd have to time it to be positive.
So I'd say that we're probably gonna end up with a 30-minute story. That's what I thought all along. I think I'm not right about that?
I don't know. And we have a 30-minute master tape.
Well, I told you I thought I'd be 30 minutes.
Yeah, but a 30-minute master tape means that it's about 32 minutes of actual running time on the tape.
But part of the time there is taken up by the time of the bus.
Yes, that's why it's 32 minutes. So you're running time in and out of the piece.
Because you think about the story, was I think more than halfway through the story, but still there is the end part. And she wakes up, and then there's the credits.
Yeah. Well. Next time we edit, we can do the credits and put that onto a tape, put it on to the end of tape 7.
I'm not gonna have any party in this.
No.
No.
But Thursday night, you're coming with me straight from after school to CCTV. I'm working on a show. Oh. And Ma's going out with Carol, so you're going to be at CCTV with me.
Mm. Carol's going to take me to dinner. And then I'm going to go hear a poetry reading. I thought you might find that kind of boring, so.
You going with Rex Trailer?
It's an old family joke. Have you ever heard of Rex Trailer? Have you seen that guy he advertises?
That's
what does he advertise?
The woman this morning we saw going to MCET. She wanted to do an exercise show, and so she went to Rex Trailer's company and had Rex Trailer direct her first exercise video.
You know Rex Trailer, you're really talking
to him. Well, she said that he was very nice, not extremely confident as a director, and charged too much.
Oh, he's a local celebrity.
He used to have a kids show when we were kids. He was a cowboy. He was on Channel 5.
We've told you about this, and haven't we seen Davey and Guy? Or we thought it was going to be around. He's never seen Davey and Guy?
He's never seen Davey and Guy. I just do that for him.
Yeah, he had this show. It was on Sunday mornings. Called
and Saturday mornings.
That's right. They had this little song. Boom, boom, town. And all kids would go, and it'd be like a variety show, and there'd be this guy who's supposed to be Mexican, I guess. That was his sidekick.
Pablo.
Yeah, and they would do, like, funny stuff, and they would show cartoons, and they had Davey and Goliath they did on Sunday. They would pretend the kids would walk with him up to this little church on a hill, like a little New England church, a little white church on a hill, and they would sit there. I'm remembering this one. They walked to a church on a hill.
No, they didn't. No,
they did. And then they watched Davey and Goliath.
The kids watched Davey and Goliath, but they didn't. They would go to a cutaway of Rex Traylor riding his horse Goldie across a field to the chapel.
The kids went to the church.
The kids did not go to the church.
Well, I was never on the show, so I can't say for certain. But I believe the kids went to the church. And he rode his horse. I forgot that his horse was named Goldie. And Pablo walked the kids over. I'm completely fabricating this. It's not true.
Yeah.
You did. Okay.
It's a one-set show, right? Yeah. Not that big a studio. The studio's crammed with the kids, the horse, the guys, and this fake little western street in this dingy little studio in Boston.
But it didn't look like that on TV.
All right. It didn't look like that on TV. And they're going to march these kids from the studio, okay, on a live show.
Up on New England Hill. Little white church. It was very solemn. And they had to watch Davey and Goliath. It always had a moral to the story.
Gee, Davey.
What was Goliath?
Goliath was a dog.
She
doesn't even remember what Goliath was, and she's going to argue with me about that.
He's like a little cartoon animal.
He's not a cartoon. It was animated.
It was what, dear?
Animated.
Oh.
But it wasn't a cartoon.
No, but they were like clay puppets or something?
It's sort of like clay.
Claymation.
No, it wasn't claymation.
I guess they were kind of like little dolls.
Yeah.
Claymation.
No, it was before claymation. Gumby was a claymation guy.
Yeah, but
anyway, now
the ride. I can even sing you the song that Rex Taylor had when he rode to the chapel. Hoofbeats, hoofbeats, hoofbeats. Right across the prairie wide. Hoofbeats, ride, cowboy, ride.
And he looks so dashing. Anyway, now he sells trips, like bus trips or something. those tours.
You should work for the Boston Globe.
Maybe the Herald, huh?
No.
Sure. And don't
know
that point, just rice
in
the thing.
Yeah, sit up and eat.
Okay, so what does he do, so you don't know what guy it is?
He sells vacations to Disneyland and to Disney World and to Knott's Berry Farm.
And it has a name, like something Tours. Right?
Universal.
No. What's the name of the company?
It's usually done through Crimson Travel. I don't know what the name of the company is.
Anyway, he dresses up in his cowboy outfit and he has his
new sidekick, Todd and Billy, because Pablo kicked the bucket.
And they sell these tricks on TV. Next time we see it, I'll point it out to you. Nana got to meet Rex Trailer.
I think they're called getaway tours.
Thank you. We know where tour was in here.
But you'll still argue with me about all the kids marching up a hill to the studio.
They did go out to the church on Sunday. They did.
They must have painted one of the TV towers over Channel 5 in Needham to look like a church. Okay. You know where Channel 5 is, right? Right near You Do It Electronics?
Be that as it may, they still had the kids go up to some New England church. And they made it look like
on a live show.
Did they have a set that where the kids walked through a doorway? White?
The kids walked inside the set. They walked down the little street. And they would walk into one of the doors. They had all these doors, but they just walked to the other side of a flat.
But it were represented the church.
Yes,
right?
But there was no hill. They never left the building. They stayed inside the studio.
They showed a hill.
They showed him riding across a hill.
So that's the magic of TV, honey.
No, that's the magic of a little girl that believes too much.
He's funny. Very funny.
I don't know. Sometimes I wish that the world was filled with people like your mother and I was a salesman.
Were you a salesman? Boy, life would be boring then.
What's that?
Life would be boring then.
Yeah, we'd be able to go anywhere we wanted.
Anybody want to compliment me anymore?
I love you. I'd still marry you.
Gee.
I'd still marry you.
Don't
say this one.
Something. Papa really kicked the bucket.
Did Pablo really kick the bucket?
Uh-huh. Well, I still want to know the effect that Butch for a Day had on the young girl Ben Bozo.
Never mind. Why are we back? Now that we've set the stage by the next trailers and never want to go into it again, why don't I tell them the story about Nana? Right?
I just have to ask Dad one thing.
Things in the back? Must you ask?
Yes.
What is it?
I'm
going to fall. Sit. The guy died, okay?
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah. Now eat up. And I'll tell you the story about Nana and Rex.
Okay.
While we eat. As you know, you can probably tell from the conversation that I was a big fan of Rex Trailer and I watched Boomtown very faithfully as a child. When I was a kid, I was on this group trip. Kids in our neighborhoods went on this trip with the Peabody House.
And she was a child.
And I was a child.
Yeah.
Dan, eat up. You may not speak because I'm concerned about the rice, okay? So what happened was they had this big bowl for everyone to fill out contests there. You put your entry in the bowl, and I did that like everyone else who could write. And as it turned out, I won the grand prize.
What was that?
Go lightly on the pepper because it's mostly going onto your spoon.
Oh, yeah, don't
Yeah, get it on the food. The grand prize, unfortunately, most of it I couldn't have. It was mostly stuff that had to be over 18 to get. That's pepper.
Yes, I know, but that's a lot of pepper.
Just watching to see him sprout fire out of his mouth here. Here. I do not mean to make you laugh. I really didn't mean to make you laugh then. Anyway, then, the prizes were a little shopping spree for, I don't know, like $30 at a real fancy store. Ooh, Bonwit Teller, I think, was the store. And a night out for two people with Rex Trailer. The people get to choose, the winner gets to choose anywhere they want to go. Now, since I was too young for the prize, I get a token flower arrangement. Fresh flowers, all pretty, all around this candle in the
middle. Boy, that's cheap.
I liked it anyway, but the other part I got of it was really good. Because the people on their trip with Rex Trailer got to have a limousine pick them up.
A Rolls Royce.
Who could I forget? I don't know.
You still have the picture.
I still have it. It's fading. I need a copy of it before it's gone. Okay. Forever.
Well, it will never go forever, even if it fades completely from view. We can bring it back.
Oh, good, because a lot of my childhood is fading in those photographs.
All right, but if we sepia tone them,
okay,
we can take whatever silver base there is
and bring them out.
And bring them out.
Good. Anyway, then, eat up. What happened was, since I was the winner and I didn't get to go on a trip with Rex Trailer, when the Rolls Royce guy came to our house in the projects to pick up Nana and Steve Smith was her boyfriend who lived with us, a real nice guy. They decided to go to a poetry reading, the Dylan Thomas poetry reading, and Rex Trailer had to go with them to a poetry reading. Anyway, so this beautiful Rolls Royce with real fur on the seats comes in, and since I didn't win, I won, but I couldn't go, we got to have a ride anywhere we wanted before they took,
Florida.
Before they took Nana and Steve over to their big event for the night.
Florida.
Well, no, not that anywhere. What we did was we went to Nana's and back, so Nana got to see all of us in a Rolls Royce and Everett, and then back to some of the projects, and we had the guy beep his horn so everyone would look out and see it for the Rolls Royce, and Uncle George was there.
No, we kicked him aside and said, George, this is my ride.
This is my, no. George came along. He was Georgie back then. He was
Georgie.
So we had fun because we had this great trip in Rolls Royce, which was very exciting.
And then, I'm sorry. I'm stuffed if you'll excuse me.
Sure. I understand. So anyway, Nana got to go to Bonwit Teller and buy herself a fancy pair of shoes, I think. I don't know what else she got. And they decided to go to a poetry reading with Dylan Thomas, which you might have heard is A Child's Christmas in Wales. Dad reads it sometimes. And I think we saw a thing about it on TV once, a story of it. And Rex Trailer, apparently, he doesn't really like poetry readings. He was not very pleased. He had to go and they had dinner with Rex Trailer, and then they went to the poetry reading, and I guess he was really bored and wasn't pleased. And Nana was very embarrassed to have dinner with Rex Trailer. She thought it was a thing that was embarrassing. She didn't want me to tell any of her friends. And she had dinner with Rex Trailer.
Why?
Oh, she thought it was silly. But she got to have a fun night out.
Shut up.
And that was the story. That's why Dad said, don't bring Rex's trailer to the poetry and that story. You could ask Nana about it. Next time you see her, which will probably be Sunday when we have a birthday party for Dylan, say, ask her about it. And you see she'll have an embarrassed face.
And I'll say to her, my mom, your little daughter told me to say that.
And sometime when I come across the photograph, I'll show you. The driver of the Rolls Royce took a picture for us and gave it to me of me and Nana and Steve and maybe George. You know what? I can't remember if Uncle George was in the picture. I might have said it was my prize. You can't be in the picture. I can't remember if I was that corny or not.
So who cares if you're not 18?
I don't think that Uncle George really cared about whether or not he was in the picture because he got to ride in a Rolls Royce and both of us were having a lot of fun in the back seat. It was all real fur, fancy car.
Real fur?
Real fur.
Oh.
Real fur on that seat. It was very strange.
They can't do that.
I know. See, at the time, I really didn't have a problem with it.
Why not?
I really can't tell you. I thought it was very luxurious. Now it would really gross me out, the thought of, you know, dead animals.
They weren't allowed to kill animals.
Well, the people have fur coats. You just watched, Who's the Boss? What kind of coat did that Samantha get?
Fur coat.
Where do you think they got the fur?
From polyester.
No. It was a real fur coat. People still have real fur coats. You can buy them. Fewer people now than there used to be. It used to be a, you know what you call it, a symbol of greatness. Have a fur coat. Some people still think it's a symbol of greatness, but a lot of people think it's really disgusting.
Really crap.
Yeah. I wouldn't want a real fur.
Oh, excuse my language.
I wouldn't want a real fur. Sit and
where is that? Green bean.
Yeah, it's over there. Please pick it up and throw it away and don't drop any more. It's getting late. Then at the rate you're going, you're not going to be able to have dessert because you're eating too slowly. Serious. Ask you one more thing though.
What?
Did you eat all your lunch? Ben? Why are you shaking your head?
Ben.
What?
I'm doing a dance like this.
You're eating dinner, you're not doing a dance. Did you eat your peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Did you eat your pretzels? Your raisins? drink your juice. You have an empty lunchbox.
Yes.
You ate the sandwich. You really ate it, right? You didn't do anything else with it, did you? How was it?
Good.
How was the peanut butter?
Good.
What kind of peanut butter was it?
Chunky.
Just checking. Just checking. Just in case, Dan, you're trying to pull one over on me. Just pretend that you ate. Because that would be very bad. Dan, did you eat lunch?
Yes. I did.
Just questioning you because, no offense, you have this real guilty look on your face. And I figure that it means something, or it might mean something.
Means nothing.
Okay. Alright, now it's getting real late. What you're going to have to do is start your homework. You want to start your homework while you're eating? To give you a little bit of a break here with your food.
Brain, lips, tongue, muscles, lungs, hair, heart, stomach.
That's what happens if you eat too fast. Which you won't have a problem with.
Bones.
What happens if you don't eat enough? Okay, so, you can barely read this. I'm one. Your blank helps you breathe.
Your lungs.
Okay, so it's one across. Do you have something to write? You can grab it over there. You know how to spell lungs?
Yeah.
Try it.
L-U-N-G-S. But when you're doing a crossword puzzle, you do capitals.
You do capitals?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the teacher said?
That's what Miss Talented said.
Oh. I noticed that they don't have any capitals on this little picture.
I know. Your blank helps you taste, talk, chew, and swallow. Lips.
Well, how many letters is lips?
L-I-P-S.
How many is it? So how many letters are on this across? It's three across. So one, two,
three, four, five.
Six. This compass. One, two, three, four, five, six. So how many letters are in this other word?
Six.
Maybe that's it. Does your tongue help you to taste? Talk? Chew and swallow? Well, that's easy. Lips don't help you chew. Lips don't help you swallow. You're just eating. You must have noticed that. Come on. I'll have a bite. Might help bring this back to you. Okay, watch. Don't spill the food. No, check off the one you already did. So do 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And G.
U. E. Oopsie.
Oh, yeah, that's readable. Oh, it's not a capital. I don't personally think it's going to make a difference.
Okay.
Might as well do it perfect.
Hungry.
So check that one off and go to the next one.
What is that? For the
blank.
The blank, blankety blank, pumps blood to all parts of your baby. It says no.
It does not. Okay.
I'm going to give you a do. My ear.
What's the word?
La 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 la. Okay.
Heart. What do you think?
4 o'clock.
Great. You know what this is when you're learning about your body?
Geography.
That's learning about places on the earth. It's called anatomy. Not that you need to know that. Alright, check it off.
I have a feeling I know what this is. S-T-O-M-S.
What number is that at the top? 2? Well, let's check out 2 down.
The blank stores food and helps digest. Ew! Yeah. They really have to rub it in, don't they?
What's disgusting about digestion, it isn't disgusting unless you really think about it, huh?
Yes! Okay.
So you know that you have the right one. So keep that up.
It's T. M.
Mm-hmm. Hey, very good. Check that. Oh, you did. So now
I pull up a chair.
Take a bite. Food. Let's move this over, man. This is ridiculous.
I know.
Okay. Now. Just read 2 signs from your food. Blanks make it possible. Blank makes it possible for you to move.
without your blank, you're not. Oh, brain.
Without your blank, your head would be blank. Okay, but that's two different ones, I believe. So 5 across is what? What makes it possible for you to move? What?
Muscles.
Think so? Well, let's see. Find 5 across.
Find across.
And does it get the proper?
U C L N U S C L E S. Muscles.
Okay.
It's called muscles.
Is it Popeye called?
No.
Yes, sir. That's two.
That's more like it.
Huh?
That's more like it. Why, you're talking like an ordinary person. Not like this. Yes, sir. Now you can see me going around saying, yes, sir.
It's not an expression that you use, so.
No, it's like you're in the police academy. Yes, sir. Really?
Yeah. Muscles.
Yes. Calls.
Great. Check that out.
Muscles.
Stayed all over your head.
Well, it was.
Oh, maybe your homework will digest it.
That's gross, Ma. What would it, the digestion look like?
You ever hear of the Reader's Digest?
No.
The magazine.
Oh.
It's true. The real magazine is called Reader's Digest.
Ew. That's gross.
For people who can't stomach long articles, they cut everything down to a small size to read.
And I know, ew, gross, but I...
Damn.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just telling you the truth.
I'm in a bite. No, here, have some milk.
Can you imagine what the reader's digestion stuff looks like?
No, actually, I can't.
That manuscript on it.
A what?
Manuscript.
I really don't get it there. I'm sorry.
The reader's manuscript.
I get manuscript. It, but I still don't think, I don't get what you were picturing when you said that.
You know, digesting.
Yeah.
It's really good. But I'm not trying.
What does that have to do with the manuscript?
That's something you read.
Yes.
It looks like the page of a book.
Right.
Their digestion stuff.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'll take your word for it, man. Let's just go on.
We're sorry. Just telling you what's crew without your lying thing.
Without your what?
Blank. Without your blank.
Your mind is a blank, did you say?
Please, stand up.
No. Continue.
I shall.
Checked it off before you did it.
No.
Okay, well, why don't you leave that? Oh, wait a minute. It's the last one across. See what else is across. What is across?
Seven.
Okay. And I bet it's seven.
Wanna bet?
Well, use your brain. No, you're what? You could not think? See, he keeps forgetting. Mind isn't blank again. Well, isn't it? Look. Without your blank, you cannot think.
My blank. Your blank.
It's your paper. So when they say without your, they're talking to you.
Not me. You are the only brainy one.
Damn. If you write it like that, it's Brian. Brian.
You're Brian. Pretty funny.
No.
Yes, it is. I should bring something like this.
Yeah, I think we ought to take down 1991 calendar. It's too bad. I like it.
I love it.
We didn't put it up till the second half of 1991.
We put it up in October.
But we could always, no, in the summer. We could always just cut out all the pictures and put them. Keep the pencil away from you.
Brian, yeah, I bring it in the school. I'm a starling.
Just use your Brian and get on with it, okay?
Brian. It's the Brian.
Okay, so now for the down.
One, you are blank. Help you to speak and form words. Your lips.
Are you sure?
Well, it's one across.
It's not your tongue. Your tongue helps you to speak and form words, and your lips help you to chew. Maybe you have it right after all. Okay.
Would you please get me a drink?
No, I can't because you haven't finished your milk.
Use your Brian.
If you spill the milk, then I'll just pour you more.
Oh,
okay.
No, I hate milk.
Sorry.
That's barbaric. He did a della. Sit. Just stick it down.
skin.
Very good.
And moan and bones. I think the people in Indiana feel about that. You're in Indiana.
When the dogs were singing the bones, they bones. That was interesting.
I like bones.
And then they were going, freedom, freedom.
Those were the other ones.
No, it's the same one. Then that bone they had looked like it must have been the bone of
really gross.
The dog, the catcher guy. It was gross. I thought it was a really gross.
You mean?
Especially the way the bone looked. You know?
Yeah, it still had some stuff.
Yeah, you know.
And they never saw on that kid again. That's gross.
Well, I'm thinking we missed the beginning of it, but I believe it was like he was a kid that just came up with the summer. Maybe. They didn't say that the dogs killed the kid.
Well, it's obvious, Ma.
No, I don't think so. When the dog gave back that retainer, the good retainer, I thought that it was a sign that he was giving that retainer back for the kids, for them. They saw their friend again.
Huh?
Then what?
Oh, I thought something was going on.
Don't. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Just have your milk. I ate all my dinner. So if I want to have a little taste of sugar now. It's red crystal sugar.
Yeah, and then
Dad were to come in while you were there, spitting your milk out or anything disgusting like that, you'd probably get aggravated. And I would hide the sugar.
I would know that.
I'm not. What do you call it?
Well, what do I call it?
And then you boys all went around going, today, then you meet your middle finger.
No.
Who used to do that?
Not me.
Not you. You just remember seeing other kids do it.
Really, in Open Center, we used to do
in
that.
Open Center?
Yes. That's where I learned that song. Where is Melvin? Where is Melvin? Here I am. Here I am. Where's Melvin? Where's Melvin? Run away. Run away. Yeah?
You didn't put your fingers in your mouth. You didn't have sugar on them.
I know. Ronald Reagan. Ronald.
Speaking of sugar, Nathaniel. Recently, I was walking in the kitchen. I walked over by the refrigerator, right? And there was sugar on the floor. White sugar on the floor. And I was just wondering, do you know how it got there? What were you doing with the sugar?
I was just putting some in my hair. I was going to eat.
I would say that's gross, except...
What?
It would be hypocritical of me. My finger in this red crystal here. There we go. Now I put it down. And now I say to Van, that's disgusting. Don't eat handfuls of sugar. You got sugar on the floor. You don't want sugar on the floor. Believe me. Somehow I thought it was either you or Dad. I thought about it long and hard then. And I eliminated Dad as the one who may have spilt sugar.
Well, he could have.
It could happen. But it wasn't like...
Yeah.
And Dad doesn't spill things right in front of the fridge that often. In fact, I can't remember the last time Dad spilled anything in front of the fridge.
I can remember the last time he spilled something. It was milk.
I know. But I didn't. I knew that I wasn't the one that spilled the sugar.
So I spilled the sugar.
But by the time I noticed it, I think it was either after bedtime or you were out playing. I don't know. There was some reason why I could not ask you about it. Don't do it anymore.
Okay. Mom, how dare you eat so much sugar?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sure. I'm innocent. Completely. Look at that. My hands clean. No sugar. No.
Let me feel your finger. You got feely finger.
No, no. Daniel, leave my finger alone. Oh, a little reddish there, eh? Must have been that nail polish.
No.
Melt over on the other side. Then leave it.
No.
I'm still eating dinner.
I'm taking a few tests. I caught your red finger.
Whatever Dad's listening to or watching has an interesting music line. Can you hear it?
Very boring.
No, I like the sound of it.
A five call it boring.
Hon, what are you watching?
What
are you watching?
Completely boring.
It's
special about an Indian. It might be interesting. The music sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded kind of...
outlandish.
No. It sounded kind of sad.
Mm-hmm. Erie, Indiana is outlandish.
Well, and some things are so strange that they seem sort of out of context. It's sort of out of not like what you would normally find somewhere.
Or that you'd never find.
If you were working in a bank where everyone is,
somebody
their outfit, you know, how they wear the suits and the women would dress a kind of quiet colors. And let's say you came to work with big feathers sticking out of your hair and stuff, right? And red tassels. That would be outlandish because it doesn't fit in with your, you know, what you would wear to work at a bank.
No. So you worked at a bank, and you usually dressed up in a little pink suit,
right? Yeah.
Came to school to the bank every day to work, right? One day you came to school with, you know, those graduate hats. Came to school to the bank with one of those and one of those black robes on that they wear, and a scholarship in your hand, and you came in the door like this. You didn't walk in, you went like this. Yippee!
Yeah, that would be outlandish.
Of course it would. You would come in saying, yeah!
Don't. Daniel.
Huh? Oh my God!
I just looked at the time. And?
So?
I believe we were watching Jeopardy when we sat down for dinner. I believe you've been eating for over an hour now. And I've been doing most of the talking, so it's not like there really isn't any reason that you should be at this point. Not only that, but you really need a bath. You're going to have to hop in the tub real fast. Homework's done. I'm going to start the water. What you're going to do is, as soon as you're done eating, you are going to start putting away some of that stuff that you took off the chair. Excuse me. And you're going to do it. Very late. I know we had a late start because we stopped at Mammy's and got all this nice clothes from our team. Mom. Which I have to call and thank her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dad already thanked her, but he was being sarcastic.
Well, we've been being truthful.
Yeah. Truthfully wise.
See?
Be a really fast bath. There it is.
Where is Stinky? Where is Stinky? There she blows! There she blows!
Alright, let's see.
Where's Stinky? Where's Stinky? Where's Stinky? Where's
Stinky? We don't have time to do any of that stuff. What we'll do instead is... You could just... As soon as you bend it, you pop in the tub.
Okay.
No matter how high or low the water is, that's what the tub and the bath will be.
Okay.
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 Arnold, our burrito.
Oh, yeah.
How you named him Arnold? You haven't written an island story in a while. Maybe it's because you haven't lived anything in a while. Maybe you should go visit. Maybe you can write another story.
In the summer.
You can visit it this time of year.
Really?
Well, I don't know what the floods do in the winter.
They hibernate.
Really?
Uh-huh. They go under the ice.
Ice. Well, I guess it wouldn't be very... You could go just to see what it looks like where his pond is.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I guess if he's hibernating, you won't see him. Whoop!
That's me. How about you? It's anyway. Very, going to be a very quick bit. It's going to be like 5 minutes.
Okay.